Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means. It's church tonight, and my, we always look forward to the midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church, and we're looking forward to another wonderful service together tonight. Always enjoy the singing the songs of God on Wednesday night. Always enjoy a missionary letter on Wednesday night, and then, of course, we're continuing our study on the gifts of the Spirit. And we're going through the different gifts listed in Romans 12 and also 1 Corinthians 12 and seeing what those gifts are and then identifying what gifts the Spirit of God has given to each of us as believers. So it's a great time together. We get underway at 6:30 on Wednesday night and we invite you out for the service this evening and also invite you out for our Spanish services. They meet at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. Well, listen, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Matthew chapter 16, if you would please. Matthew chapter 16. And beginning in verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, and some Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." I want you to think about that statement by Peter, and then I want to read to you something from Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26. And in Matthew 26, we'll begin with verse number 69. Matthew 26, verse 69. "Now Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came to him, saying, Thou also wast with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto them that were with him, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, saying, I know not the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech bewrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the words of the Lord Jesus, which said unto him before the cock crow, Thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. And I want to talk to you for a few minutes today about this idea of influence. Influence, the effect or the impact we have on someone's life. We all influence others. We all impact others, no matter what. You know, if I mentioned the other day, and Brother Currington, I got it from them, that funerals come, and if you have 50 at your funeral, or 100 at your funeral, or 25 at your funeral, it doesn't matter. You can't die without influencing that many people. You're not living without influencing that many people. And so I want to talk about influence. We live in a world of influence. In fact, we all are a product, each of us are a product of the people and the things we have allowed to influence us. Eat this, drink this, get new and improved this, get Dr. Rick recommended this, our 4 out of 5 dentists say this, or this athlete endorses this, or this celebrity says this. Why do they use Dr. Recommended and scientists and athletes and celebrities? Why? Influence. The radio influences us. The podcast influences us. The internet influences us. The television influences us. Billboards influence us. People influence us. Music influences us. Now, I want you to think about a question today. Who and what am I allowing to be an influence in my life? We just read of Peter. When Jesus asked the question, "Whom do men say that I am?" and Peter came up with the right answer, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And when he said it, He was right. And Jesus commended him for what he said. But then we read a little bit later, he's outside Pilate's judgment hall, and he denied even knowing the Lord Jesus. What was the difference? Well, when he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God," he's with the disciples. He's with Jesus himself. When he denies he knows him, he's in the wrong crowd with the wrong people under the wrong influence. And he denied he even knew the Lord. In the right crowd, under the right influence, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." In the wrong crowd, under the wrong influence, he'll even curse and swear and denies he knows him. The difference was who Peter was allowing to be an influence in his life. Think back to the Old Testament, Lot and Abraham. Abraham was a major influence in Lot's life. When Lot left that influence and went to Sodom, he took Sodom's influence over Abraham's influence. And under that influence, he lost his family, he lost his wife, he lost his testimony, he lost his morality, all because of the wrong influence. What about the children of Israel? The 12 spies who went in to spy out the promised land, and they came back, and 10 gave the bad report, and 2 gave a good report. And they chose to believe the 10 instead of Joshua and Caleb. The result of that choice, the result of the influence of the 10 instead of the 2, they spent 40 years in the wilderness. 40 years wandering in circles. And why? Influence. Influence. All the young men, 18 and older, died. Their carcasses fell in the wilderness. Will you decide? Will you decide who's going to influence you in your life? It's a battle. It's a warfare. I want you to notice, number one, will you allow the Holy Spirit to influence you? The Bible says, "Be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." When someone is drunk, are they driving? We say they're driving under the influence. Are they under the influence of alcohol? Well, the Bible says we ought to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit like that. He is to influence us. The Holy Spirit is there to help us learn the Bible. The Holy Spirit is there to help us have power over sin, to give us power over strongholds in our life, to give us love and joy and peace and long-suffering and gentleness and goodness and faith and meekness and temperance, the fruit of the Spirit. And he's there to bring to remembrance things you know are right to do. Will you allow the Spirit of God to influence you? If you don't like the crop you're reaping, then you have to change the seed you're sowing. Those that sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but they that sow to the Spirit will reap by the Spirit life everlasting. So allow the Spirit to influence you. Allow the man of God to influence you. The Apostle Paul would say, "Be ye followers of me, even as I follow Christ." Can I help you? Allow the pastor who follows Christ, allow the pastor who preaches the Word of God to you to be an influence in your life. Decide that you'll listen to the counsel of the man of God. God gave you a shepherd. You're a sheep. Follow the counsel and advice of the shepherd. Oh, it all depends on influence. Influence. Will you let the Spirit of God? Will you let the Word of God? Will you let the man of God be an influence in your life? Years ago, I met a man who I'd gone to Bible college with, and he was coming through my town. He was on his way to California. And he said he was going to start a church, but I noticed he kept evading what he was going to call his church. And finally, I just confronted him, and I said, "You're not going to call it a Baptist church, are you?" He said, "No." And then I said, "You're not going to use the King James Bible?" "No." "In fact, it's going to be such and such community church, and it's going to be laid back, and it's going to be this, and no rules. I'm tired of all this." How'd that happen? We went to the same school. We graduated at the same time. No soul winning, no separation, no King James Bible, no Baptist. How did he get from where I am or where we are to there? You know what he did? The books he read, the preachers he listened to, and the conferences he attended. And my friend, you better choose who's going to influence you. The books you read, the podcasts you listen to, the internet preachers you're listening to, you better, the places you go, the conferences you attend, it will influence you. And you can get caught up all in the wrong direction. Oh, years ago, I was a young pastor. I wasn't quite 30 years old, 29 years old, I believe. And that a fella wanted me to join. Back in those days, there was a fella named A.O. Williams. Wanted to join A.O. Williams, where you buy term life insurance and invest the difference, the money you save, and invest it. And, you know, you end up getting rich on investments, I guess. But he wanted me to join up with that. And I said, no, I can't do that. I don't want to be part of that. Well, he was hook, line, and sinker sold on it. In fact, A.O. Williams was having more influence on his life than his pastor. And not because I'm anything special. But I believe this Bible's pretty special. And I believe the Savior I represent's pretty special. Well, he took exception to a sermon I preached about they that will be rich. I said nobody's goal in life ought to be just to get riches. And that rubbed him the wrong way. And he after the service, let me know how wet behind the ears I was and how I didn't know anything. And he left the church, and his daughter and her husband left the church. And it ended in tragedy. I mean, his daughter ended up divorced, and I don't ever know what happened to him. I don't think the man who left with A.L. Williams, I don't think he ever went to church again. Another family read a book on child rearing, and he took that author over what the pastor taught. That author said, "Oh, give your kids a choice to go to the dance. Give them a choice to go to the rock concert. You don't want to influence your child's religion. Get them to decide." You don't want to influence them. And I say, wait a minute, the TV's going to influence them. The school's going to influence them. The music's going to influence them. Their friends are going to influence them. Oh, my friend, I hurt today. I preached the truth. But I want to preach the truth so it'll have influence over you. I give a truth and people say, well, you know, Dr. So-and-so said, or Oprah said, or Dr. Phil said. Oh, wait a minute, who's influencing your life? Who's influencing your life? Hey, will you allow the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the man of God to influence you in the coming year? I, years ago, decided who's going to be the influence in my life. And that I decided I'm settling who was going to influence my life. And that's why 20 years here at Bible Baptist Church and 40 years in the ministry, I'm still believing what I believed when I started out 40 years ago. How can you do that? Because I decided who's going to influence me. Influence. Who will influence you? Who are you allowing to be an influence in your life? Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I don't know who you're talking about. No, I'm not one of his. And even cursed and swore. The only difference was who he was with. The crowd he was allowing to influence him. And my friend, if that could happen to Peter, it surely could happen to you or to me. So let's choose the right influence, shall we? And let's be yielded to the Spirit of God, to the Word of God, to the man of God. And let's ask God to always have the influence over us. Well, that's our lesson for today. Hope it's been a help to you. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Enjoy the fall weather that has finally come. And we're enjoying it. And we'll look forward to seeing some of you in the service tonight. And the rest of us, we'll come back for the broadcast, Lord willing, tomorrow. All right. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.